Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Entertainment news now. Dean Richards on assignment out in Lombard. What are you doing out there, Dean?
Any time that I can spend the morning in Lombard, I just like to come out here.
Who wouldn't?
Enjoy the Lombardiness of it all. No, I'm at the location of the original Rainbow Ice Cream that is legendary on the south side of Chicago. The original Rainbow Ice Cream opened 95 years ago at 92nd and Western Avenue. And they have a kiosk at Navy Pier. They have been at Taste of Chicago. You know, they've had locations here and there, but this is their first location, big permanent location in the suburbs. It's a big old pink building that's on Roosevelt Road in Lombard. And we're giving our viewers today a first peek at this legendary Chicago location. And you know, if we have to eat some ice cream today, we have to eat some ice cream. That's the pain of our job. We got to do our jobs.
Yep, they'll be forcing you. We have news this morning about Kevin Spacey. What's happening in that lawsuit?
Well, there's a lawsuit that's pending that was filed by actor Anthony Rapp, but also another individual who is only identified in the court documents as C.D. A judge yesterday ruled that C.D. has to reveal his full name if he wants to proceed with the court proceedings. C.D. is claiming in his lawsuit that he was assaulted several times by Spacey when he was 14 years old. He's now in his 50s. And he wants to proceed with this, but does not want to reveal his name, saying that it would trigger his PTSD again. But the judge said that he has to, that it's not fair to Kevin Spacey to have someone accuse him and not know who the person is and so forth. So we'll see what's going to happen with all of that.
Also in the entertainment news this morning, and we've heard about this a lot lately, artists selling their music. Now it's Red Hot Chili Peppers, isn't it?
Yeah, their entire song catalog, you know, the rights to their songs, has been sold to another company for $150 million. This follows Bob Dylan doing the same thing, selling his entire catalog. I'm not working off of scripts today because I'm off here. Heart of Gold, Neil Young. Young did it also. Mm-hmm. Some other artists have sold their entire music catalogs for quite a bit of money. But now, all your favorite Red Hot Chili Pepper songs, when somebody plays the song, the rights to that now will go to somebody other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Fans of Night Court will be pretty happy to hear this news. What's going on?
Yeah, the NBC has ordered a pilot episode from the producers of this reboot of this very popular television show that starred the late Harry Anderson as a judge in a night court, John Larroquette as the prosecuting attorney in it. John Larroquette is going to be returning in this pilot, and he will be joined by Melissa Rauch, who was on Big Bang Theory. She is one of the executive producers of the show. It originally was not going to be on camera, but now they have decided that she is going to be the judge, and Larroquette will be on it. Those are the only names that we know who are attached to this project right now, but they're going to be shooting that pilot, and presumably it's going to hit the air. You know, everything old is new again.
Yeah, that's
reboots
for sure.
Of a lot of these old shows.
And Dean Richards filling us in on the entertainment news this morning. What's the latest on Tiffany Haddish, Dean?
Tiffany Haddish has a new movie with Billy Crystal that's going to be coming out this coming Friday. And, so she's doing the rounds, doing a lot of interviews, which we're going to have my interview with Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish this coming Sunday. But she revealed yesterday that she is taking classes right now for adoption. She is dating a Common, the singer, rapper, author, poet. And she said that she's thinking about doing some adoption right now. Can't talk right now. I'm on the radio with Bob Surratt, WGN Radio, 720 AM. Sorry.
I hope you're not disturbing the person yelling about Anna. A rainbow cone.
Yeah, Anna is. Well, Anna was doing a round. Anna Bellala.
Oh, okay.
Look at this. Yeah, she's like, oh, radio's more important than television.
Yeah, so I see Dean.
We had multi segments going on at the same time.
So
Tiffany Haddish is taking parenting classes for adoption. So that, I don't know if that's going to be with Common without. She said the relationship is going great. So, we'll see.
And what did Jay-Z actually sell?
He started a music streaming platform probably about 5 years ago called Tidal, in which he signed up a lot of his friends and very popular performers. And that's like Spotify or any one of these other music streaming platforms right now. And he developed the company, grew the company. It's a pretty big deal, and just sold it for $350 million. As if Jay-Z and Beyonce needed any more money. They have sold this company, and it's developing a business and growing it. Much like the rainbow ice cream model here.
Yeah, the rich get richer. Yeah,
yeah. Rainbow ice cream started 95 years ago. With the one location, literally, it was a little shack at 92nd and Western, and it's grown. And, now they've developed it. Now they've got these trucks that go all over Chicago and serve rainbow ice cream. And this new location here in Lombard that's going to open tomorrow. I'm very, very excited because after all these years of enjoying rainbow ice cream, we're going to learn how to actually make the ice cream cone itself. There's a little bit of a trick to it. To put the five different flavors, orange sherbet, pistachio, Palmer House, which is kind of a New York cherry flavor, strawberry and chocolate. You have to put sort of like a little mini slice on a cone, but we're going to learn how to do that. So, me, whenever I'm doing any cooking, it's not so much the recipe itself, it's the danger factor of whether I'm going to hurt myself or burn myself or cut myself. Here, I figure I'm going to have ice cream all over my suit this morning. It's just going to be a complete, utter mess by the time we're done here today.
You'll freeze yourself. And have the Star Wars fans been greeting you properly today, Dean?
I have had many people say, May the 4th be with you.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I knew that Joe was just waiting to fire that music. yeah, there are celebrations all over the place. Actually, if you go on YouTube, there's some new footage of, another Star Wars spinoff. Not a motion picture, but some online streaming footage of some new series that, if you're a super Star Wars fan, there will be, something new for you to watch today.
And we should mention how sad we are and shocked to hear about the death of Bob Wallace, reported by Robert Feeder this morning. Bob was 80 years old and apparently passed away due to complications from COVID. And over the years, you must have crossed paths with him a number of times, Dean.
Very much so. He would, had him on my radio show back in the day. Whatever story that he was working on for Channel 2. He was just one of the great, Chicago guys. His reports were always, fun-loving. And he always reminded me of Bob Collins.
Yeah.
His demeanor, his sense of humor. His caring but not caring
Very
he always reminded
folksy.
Me of Uncle Bobby.
Yeah,
that
very,
way.
Very but, folksy.
I'm very sorry to hear about his death, and another another statistic in this COVID tragedy that we're going through.
Bob Wallace was at Channel 2 from 1970 to 1991. I worked with him when I was there from 1980 to 1985. And same Bob Wallace off camera as he was on camera. Really a lot of fun and a great TV personality, wasn't he?
Yeah, he sure was. He was, you know, part of that success of the Bill and Walter era. Over at Channel 2, and that, you know, where they presented the news in the newsroom. You know, I think part of the success of that was because of guys like Bob Wallace, who it was completely, I mean this in the nicest way, when it was, you know, unpolished, it was just like an everyday approach to delivering the news. It wasn't, you know, the traditional slick anchor man. You know, he like Walter and many others in the newsroom, had their shirt sleeves rolled up and their ties untucked, and you know, just you know, delivered. They were great storytellers, and you know, that's a part of Chicago broadcast history.
Like the slogan said, it's not pretty, but it's real. Dean, have a good time over there. And if you're in the neighborhood in Lombard at the new Rainbow Cone, I guess it's not open yet, but you can go by and bother Dean probably for a while.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people this morning rolling by and you know, screaming out of their car windows while we're doing live reports. That's you know, that's required when you see somebody with a television camera outside. If you can possibly disrupt them in some way.
that was one of the great things about Bob Wallace. He never seemed to get irritated by all of that. He loved it.
Welcomed it.
Yeah, he did. Made it part of him. All right, have fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Bob.